shovels are at the ready to begin building the Adani coal mine in Queensland, with a final decision on environmental approvals expected within 3 weeks. The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced the updated timeframe today amid continuing political fallout from the federal election, where Adani was a lightning rod. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Accused before the federal election of delaying approvals for Adani, Anastasia Palaszczuk is now looking to lead. For 7 months, Adani's been asking for a deadline for approvals. Today, the Premier provided one, and a short one at that, just 3 weeks away.
Everybody needs to have these issues resolved. That's the time frame that the Coordinator General has set.
There's a qualifier to that. The complicated groundwater plan to protect the artesian basin, vital to central Queensland's farming community, will ultimately come to Canberra for a tick-off.
It is dependent on CSIRO. The Coordinator General is having detailed discussions with the CSIRO, and I hope that the parties can work to those timeframes that we've announced today.
Adani's Australian CEO Lucas Dow says things will get moving the moment the mine gets the green light.
Our construction activities will start almost immediately the moment we've got these approvals.
But he's warning local communities desperate for jobs and economic hope not to expect too much too soon.
There'll be an initial and gradual ramp up, so it's not a case that we're going to hit the 1,500 direct jobs in the first week. Essentially, activities will continue to build.
That 1,500 jobs figure is a lot lower than initial estimates of around 10,000 jobs. The Indian-owned Adani company scaled back its initial plans after battling to find financing for the project. But supporters say some jobs are better than none. That's the sounds from a pro-mine rally near the central Queensland city of Rockhampton today. The local mayor, Margaret Strelaw, addressed the crowd of around 100 to 150 people.
We're rallying today to show our support for the Galilee Basin to be opened, to show our support for the resources sector, and to put a call to other levels of government to say that the regions need policy settings that actively support growth in the regions.
The Adani issue helped re-elect local Coalition Federal MP Michelle Landry, who also spoke.
Why does it take a federal election where Labor gets massacred before they make a decision to actually say that they're going to sign off on Adani?
Resources Minister Matt Canavan, who's based in Rockhampton, is still taking political pot shots at the mine's opponents.
It would be remiss of me not to thank Dr. Bob Brown. I have been fighting for Adani for years. And then Bob turns up and we get in the mine within a matter of weeks. How good is this guy?
But while the politicians on either side of the argument continue to bicker, locals are looking for common ground. Pro-Adani attendee Jeff says the region needs hope.
It's about lack of jobs, it's about a future for our kids. You walk down our main street and see our empty shops here. We've got all our young kids going to universities and leaving CQ, going to Brisbane, taking away all our future with us.
But he's also a believer in climate change.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue. But the fact is, we can't change to renewables just like that. You know, the lights are going to turn off, power's going to stop going to industry, and we'll be in the dark ages.
Climate change campaigner Andy understands why local jobs are important.
We all want jobs for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We want sustainable futures. We don't want to live on a dead planet, because guess what? We'll die too.
But she says she's looking to reach out to those on the other side of the argument.
We have to find unity. Listen to each other. There's no need to hate Jackie Chan, hate Matt Canavan. We're all living in the same economy, and this is our country. It's great that I can come here today. A lot of people were scared to come. They didn't want to come and protest.
Anti-Adani protester Andy, Tom Eagledon with that report.